Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him. He loves us so much. He loves all of His people. You know, knowing how the Lord our God and King thinks of everything, I look to Him for things that, you know, I'm used to Him surprising me with things that I never thought about. An example is when He first talked to me about His return in 2016, I was teaching all kind of things about the family and all kind of things. You know, you can listen to it yourself. If you go back and listen to the broadcast before October 2016, that's the first audio page on this website. Well, in the fall of that year, He started talking about His return. And for many years, I taught about following God. And I never really got a chance to express the deep revelation that God had given me about following God. In those days, I expressed it in the Sunday school for years, but not to the depth that God had given it to me. I could only give Him bits and pieces compared to what He gave me. But this is the thing. Since 1990, he never stopped teaching me about following God. That's one thing that's been very consistent in the revelation flow of the Lord. And He rehearsed a lot of it. He taught me new things about it as I grew. But I noticed a lot of things didn't make sense to me until He said, "I'm looking for sincerity." And the thing is, He wanted to give the most sincere people on earth this revelation. He wanted it to come from only the sincerest people He had. Because pride, if people don't deal with pride, they start a process. In other words, some revelations God will only reveal through the most sincere people. And this is one of them. It can't be altered. He put it to me this way. Sincerity begets sincerity, while leaven begets leaven. Now, the Lord can only use a person according to his several ability, you know. The way we met, Jesus said, "Take heed how you hear. The way you measure it, it'll be measured back to you." That's true. This is a true fact that can't be altered. Something that I learned over time, and the Lord put the brakes on me when He had me to pray one day. He said, it was my custom to pray for His people who follow Him and those that don't. If I did anything, that's how I put it, because so many people don't completely follow His perfect will. And I pray for those who follow Him. When He says something's going on in the spirit, I want you to pray now. So I began to pray. But it was my custom to pray for those who follow God and those that don't. Because He dealt with me about both types. And He stopped me. He said, "Only pray for those who follow me." Another clue I had was 6 years before that, back in 06. The Lord told me, He said, it was 06 or 07, it may have been the end of 06. I remember a pastor talking about this. He said, "Don't teach foolish pastors." And I was like, "Wait a minute, I never heard it that way before. Foolish and pastors in the same sentence, that don't..." And my pastor had a dream about, or a vision about, Jesus teaching in the synagogue. And he said, "Anybody that want to follow God, come in to follow me in the parking lot." You know, he had a vision of that scripture. It's because the people of God had gotten too religious, too Pharisee-like. So the Lord, now I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, but I'm just showing you. To give people the revelation that God wanted to go forth, he had to find the muscles. He found a way to do it. So he kept teaching me, and I knew that I expected to see something before I was raptured. So I said, well, Lord, I never gave the revelation that you gave yet, and you're talking about end time things, and you're about to return. And I said, the people hadn't heard the gospel like it could be taught. Now, I know that people taught it. You know, I listened to I listened to the broadcast of Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland and others. And these were those camp meetings that they would have every year they have. And the revelation was always flowing. But mainstream, I mean, it goes on the airwaves, and that's true. But in local churches, you don't hear that kind of revelation all the time. And I've been to several churches over the years. I hadn't been to every church, so it's not fair to say what's going on in a place I don't know about. I've been to churches. I've been to Sunday. I went to visit a friend of mine on Men's Day one day. And the guy that taught Sunday school, I had to minister that morning. But for Men's Day, and the guy that was doing the Sunday school class, he was spot on. He was following God. He was a God follower. And I was just taking notice as he taught. I said, it's happening. God is raising up people who will follow him. And I began to see what God was talking about way back in the early 90s. And there are preachers out there that they have a relationship and they do whatever God say, when God say it. They follow God. Now, so what puzzled me the most, I wanted to know about the will of man. So the last few broadcasts, the Lord had me talking about the will. Yesterday's broadcast was called the Covenant Will. Today is June the 21st, 2022. Yesterday was June the 20th. It was a Monday, June the 20th, 2022. And it was called Our Covenant Will. I don't know what God's going to name this one yet. But I thank God that he's moving by spirit. Now, in following God, in learning from the Lord, I learned some things. I told my son this morning. Sometimes the Lord, he can give you teachings, but his timing, he evaluates so many things as he teaches. I mentioned something yesterday when I was asking the Lord to teach me to love his people. He actually downloaded concepts to me that I couldn't put in words, but I could practice. Now, the reason I'm saying that, because it's probably happening to many of you. You get in God's presence and you start understanding things without words. That's biblical. And there's a reason for it. Some revelations God's not going to reveal until he raises up people that's mature. And the abilities I learned as he was teaching me to love his people, these abilities that I picked up, I was able to do things that I normally couldn't do. I was able to brace my emotions. It's like my emotions had no effect on my will. I mean, if something was disturbing, it was not disturbing. I had the ability to file it and still be at peace. If something moved me, I was able to still do things God's way. If something disappointed me, I was able to see it for what it was and not be moved by it. I didn't understand. I was able to practice these things. So, bad news, the Proverbs say, be not afraid of certain fear. I wasn't asking God for all that, but it came in the package of his teaching of love. I was able to operate in wisdom far beyond my years. I was able to be covenant appropriate, and that's the best way to put it. Now, sometimes he would teach me things, And if you follow God, you're going to speak far beyond your years, and people will respond to that in a varied way. Some people will be jealous of you. the Lord gave, he told me one day I was writing. He used to talk to me and I would write down what he say. He said, many men are going to be jealous of you. I said, oh, it's on now. I said, I kind of put that in my back pocket. I didn't want that. But it didn't stop me from seeking and following God. It was designed to discourage me away from, you know, when Jesus said, let your light shine. And he had to say that because when your light is shining, it can make people grumpy if they're not mature. And you exposing people's dark. He explained how my anointing worked. He told me some things about it. He said, he told me that you expose people's darkness for what it is. He told me a lot of things, and it's in my notebooks. And I found every one of them to be true. I wasn't set about to bother people or make them feel uncomfortable. That's not what I want. I wanted to just love God and keep his commandments and inspire people to do the same thing. But people take things a certain way. Some, you know, I remember many accusations. You think you're smarter than the pastor, all this stuff. That was not a concept. I'm not trying to be smarter than anybody or better. In fact, I desire for every man of God to do much better than me. And I want to do all that's in God's heart. Let's do it big then. That's the way to go. The next generation is going to be smarter than me anyway. If I do my job and they do their job, they're going to come out. Think about it. You can read all of Kenneth Hagin's books and all of in 1 year. You can retain it as fast as you can. You can walk in it. The more love you have in your heart, the more you can walk in it and experience. I rebuked gunfights for 6 years and had 100% success because I listened to a tape series by Kenneth Hagin for 30 days, along with what I received from my pastors in those days and the training of the Lord. See, if you want to find the greatest men of God, you can't always look to the front. You have to look to the back. Who's been listening? Who had ears to hear what the prophet says? And it's not always the people that's in the forefront. And they're doing their job. God put them first. They'll be first. He didn't say everybody that was first would be last. He said many that are first would be last. Many that are last would be first. It goes by love and sincerity. And not popularity, fame. You may be an unknown person, but that don't mean that you're last. You're where God put you. The anointing, God can cause what you do in one day to be global without anybody knowing it. Don't ask me how I know that. The Lord can do things. He helps us. He has to teach us in a way where we don't get in pride. I noticed that he enabled me to understand concepts, and I believe he wasn't ready to release it yet. For many, you know, and there could be many reasons. I just take in information and let the Holy Spirit put it together. I do try to figure it out, but I don't preach what I try to figure out or how things seem. I wait till the Lord give me something to go on before I release it, and when he prompts me to. One of the main things I believe in doing is paying close attention to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. When the Lord tell you to say it, it's time. And it's sanctioned for that time. And that's important. There's a lot of things I want to share with people because I like them and I trust them. But sometimes the timing's off. Revelation, you know, the Lord works with us. I told my son today, I said, some people have great spiritual wealth on their lives, But if God gave them in possession the amount of spiritual wealth on their life, they can make a crash. If you give a person too much money at one time, some people, they love God, they can do great things for the Lord. But that, if you give them too much at once, they're not used to that. They don't have the maturity or the wisdom, and they'll end up spending everything. And then my son told me about a guy who virtually did. Some people will be wise and they'll be put to the, they'll go forward. Some people will make a mess. So the Lord even manages the reaping of our sowing. He has to give it to us. So some people, he give it to them structurally over time in a manageable way for them to manage. If they increase their management skills and their maturity level, he'll give them more because it'll be wise to do so. It won't be foolish. But if they're not, I'm going to tell you, I have not been the best steward of the finances that God gave me. I'm still growing and learning in those areas. Not that I go and do something wrong with the money. It's just I could be a much better steward. And when you're very busy and you can make decisions that you shouldn't make. I pay more attention to the Holy Spirit. I take things before the Lord more than I ever have. Because I've been speaking that I handle finances like Jesus. I've been speaking that I'm going to do better in my... In I've done it for other things. So I want to be a... I want to do better with my... I want to give my church more. I want to do more. And I see ministries. I want to help. And it's not... When you're in business... You get paid when you finish something, not like every week, every month. When you finish what you're doing and it's right and you pay all your expenses, then you get paid. So, and it's beautiful how God set everything up. He showed me in one day how everything works, and it starts with you. I put it this way. When a farmer goes out and he begins to dig, that's the beginning of his prosperity. The work of his hands, he's going to sow a portion of his wealth when he gets it. When he finishes earning that money, he's going to tithe on it and give offerings. He'll have to give to those that need. Well, that puts spiritual wealth on his life. And there's a scripture in Proverbs, I think it's 1:12, it says that the children of those that love the God, that love the Lord will be mighty in the earth, and I have seen that. The word of God helps you shape your future. And I saw this in one moment. Everything starts with what you do. This is the power of your will. If your will is set in the things of God, and you do things in a godly manner continually, spiritual wealth is mounting up exponentially on your life. Jesus said it this way, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Now, just use your imagination for a moment. What if all of your decisions were biblical? All of your decisions were love sincere, covenant sincere? Everything you did was out of the love covenant. Everything, every prayer you pray, when you ask God to help you serve, my pastor trains to heal. He listened to a Kenneth Hagin CD, and he'll listen to those healing scriptures and just let it soak in his spirit. And he don't have trouble getting people healed. I can tell you many times I've been healed. You know, the word say, go to the elders and they'll pray the prayer of faith and you'll be... It works. It's not something I guess about. I know I'm going to be healed. I know that. I know that Jesus healed me when he did his broken body. I know that it's going to manifest perfectly. That's what I'm trying to say. So when things happen, I don't get scared. I said, well, I'll get healed again. I'm up there playing on the with the praise teams. I play the bongo drums, and then here people come down to get hands laid on them. And in my heart and mind, I said, oh, they finna get healed. So what I'm trying to say is, God keeps covenant, and He loves His people. He thinks of everything. Now, He gives us whatever we need. The way He do it is the way it should be done. And when we follow Him, we become covenant appropriate. Now, I said, use your imagination. What if all of your prayers was full of love and sincerity and they were biblical? Sometimes we can pray prayers that's not. But what if everything you did was the order of the word? It was or prompted by the Holy Spirit and you cooperated. Consider what you're putting in motion. Your devotion for God, you're going to see it in your children. When other children do stuff awry, your children will be blessed even before they make the best decisions in life, and they'll be protected. In order for them to be mighty in the earth, they got to live. And see, you're in covenant with God. You can take authority over the darkness and protect them from evil people, demons, angels, and anything under Satan's control. But there's something else I want to share. As biblical people, Christian people, pastors, ministers, even apostles, prophets, they're children. They were raised around you doing loving God and doing and seeing you doing right for years. But the enemy tries to throw them off track. And he'll use their curiosity. What other people see, everything of Satan looks good from a certain point of view. All Satan wants to do is start a fiery dart. The fiery darts is very small. They're almost unnoticeable. They're not like a pinch. You don't feel them. It's just an evil thought. Or it's a thought to give some evil situation a chance. What about that? The way he seduced children, what are they? They look like they're having fun. When I was growing up, and they used to could sing at church. I used to enjoy listening to the choirs at church when I was growing up. But the music that I heard on the radio, it sounded exciting. It sounded like fun. It sounded like it had a good beat, a good rhythm. The people put more into it to get their evil point across. Some songs were good, some were evil. So it was easier to gravitate to secular music. I'm just being honest. Because they had better equipment, they had a sound studio, it was a finished product. Now people at church, sometimes they were just outstanding. They were talented. And they didn't have the mics too loud. They didn't have a sound engineer like they had at the studio. But they sounded good and they were worshiping God. So, but the enemy made the secular stuff look and sound good, more polished. But see, leaven is leaven no matter what form it comes in. And the dark things, once you choose to try something, it becomes your will for a while. And I've been considering preachers' children. They have, I noticed the enemy uses curiosity. Sometimes they feel like people are looking at them to be like their parents, and they're trying to search out their own way, and they don't know God yet. They may have a love for Him. They may want to know Him. But Christ is not formed in them yet. See, we receive things. If we receive the Word of God as revelation, we'll become devoted. And you can't be in covenant you can't be in agreement against your will. You have to be willing to be in covenant. People of covenant are willing. And you have to be pure. If you can't be in agreement with God, you can't be in covenant with him either. If you try to believe, you know, you want Jesus to be your savior without him being your Lord, that's not going to work. Because on your end, you're not going to do what he said. He has to become your Lord. You may want to do something or have a desire for something that's not right, but Jesus is my Lord. I'm doing it his way. Now, that'll sustain you. But what needs to really happen is what I learned to do in my years after I got saved. I said, Lord, I want to love you and do your ways only, and I don't want to like anything of the world. I don't want to go around desiring what's over there while I'm in your face. I want to do what's right, and I want to love you, and I want to hate that. So I started confessing that I hate sin. And then it wasn't a problem anymore. I see it as a ripoff, not something for pleasure. I see it as a disgrace. That didn't happen in one day. That happened over as I confessed the word, as I learned it from Charles Kelly. I learned to confess things. See, when I was talking about the will, the Lord gave me this. He said, I'll read it again. He said, the will is the sum of your faith and doubt. It forms after your choices. The will can be chosen and developed, encouraged and discouraged. The purpose is in the living will. And the enemy tried to hide the purpose of the living will from us and our children. Continue. Purpose is in the living will, while destruction is in the worldly will, saith the Lord. So, but he tried to hide the destruction until you get leavened enough to where you don't want to get out. Now, I want my will to be set. Everybody's will is not set. So until a person's will is set, God can work with them. Once their will is set in the world, the Lord can't work with them. They'll be like Hebrews 6 and 3. They tasted, they knew better, but they did worse. They'll be like Demas that left. He went back to the world. They'll be like Diotrephes, who didn't want John around because he wanted preeminence. They'll love power, praise, and prestige more than they do the work of the Holy Ghost. And see, when a person's will is set, then God is restricted. And they restricted him. And they chose not to. See, it works together with other things. It's the sum of your faith and doubt. Either you believe God or you don't. And if you go with the enemy, then that's a doubtful path. And it's full of problems that God didn't intend for you to have. So getting people to know this, he can work with a person until they set their will. The first generation, they didn't want God in their thinking process. See, when he told me this, he said, all who love the world system have one thing in common. They share an unconditional enmity with God. No matter how hard they attempt to hide it, it's there. Sometimes when children or teenagers go astray, their will is not set. They're exploring. They do wrong things like I did, but God can still work with them. So don't stop praying for them. But you got to pray for them or do whatever you're going to do before their will is set. I knew I was wrong when I did stuff. And it did harden my heart. I could sin and go to sleep. But it didn't help me. I realized this is not working. And the Lord provoked me. And I received salvation. My friend said, I'm going to go buy a Bible and read it. I said, now Earl going to heaven. I'm going to hell. And it woke me up. I said, well, I don't want to go to hell. I tried all that crap. It ain't no good. Lord, I asked the Lord to save me, and he did. And right before I asked the Lord to save me through Christ, the devil came up. He said, if you get saved, you're going to be bored. I said, I don't care. I'll just be bored. I thought he was right. I wasn't bored since that moment. And I promise you, if you don't believe it, ask the Lord. He said, continue, on March 21st, 2022, the Lord gave me this. All who love the world system have one thing in common. They share an unconditional enmity with God. No matter how hard they attempt to hide it, it's there. Only people who believe God love God. Only people who seek the Lord through Jesus Christ with faith know God. All who love the world have enmity against God. These are facts and problems. All who love the world have enmity against God, and they will not, I underline that twice, they will not enter in the glories of the Lord, nor can they value it. They will never yield. They are opposite. They are fallen. They remain fallen, saith the Lord. They are not subject to me, nor can they be. Now that's strong. Neither can they be. They are not subject to me, the Lord is speaking first person, nor can they be. Only those who love and come to truth will receive salvation. All others will reject it, according to the parable of the sower. Amazing. And so, as we form the will of, if our will is not set, we need to set it in the kingdom of God, because the will can be encouraged, discouraged. There are processes we can do to bless for our will to go forward. We can go forward in the things of God.